I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 50th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Victoria Perez. She was raised near the equator in Cali, Colombia, a city of 2.3 million people in the southern part of the country, with access to the Pacific coast. Welcome, Victoria. Thank you for being with me here today.
Thank you. Good. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering if you could start us out by helping us explain what you wish everyone knew about Colombia.
Colombia is a beautiful country. It's very hot. They have the most beautiful women. They have the best food. The more important, we are very happy.
Happy people?
Yeah, happy people. We are poor, but we are happy because we have very strong families.
That makes for a great foundation for everything else you do.
Yes.
And you lived very closely with your family as a child. Could you tell us what your family structure looked like?
Yes. I have a beautiful father, very close relationship. His name was Bernardo. We grew up with all my aunt.
Dora,
uncle Efraín, my tía Dora, my tía Josefina, and my grandmother.
And she was the matriarch,
yes,
the queen bee.
Yes, and we live together in a small house. The house have 7 rooms, but all we have the dinner together. Always I was with my cousin, eating or dancing together. Porque always we have many parties. We always, every Saturday, all the family come to farms because my father, he worked in. He go to pay the workers and farmers. And this, we have many party. We have very nice food. In Spanish is dulce de leche or arequipe. There was milk with sugar and a big pot and a special fire that we need. Do that for 3 hours.
You stir and stir over a fire for 3 hours, a milky substance, and make this dulce de leche?
Dulce de leche. And my grandmother, he was an expert, and she wants everybody knows. In the morning, but she always give it to you love, surprises, and he's...
She had surprises in her bag?
Yes.
So your grandmother was an expert in cooking?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. She was spending in the best food ever. And she wanted all the family know how make it. And just when my grandmother died, my uncle made the cooking for December.
Holidays.
For the holidays. Mm-hmm. Yes, we continue that tradition.
Family tradition.
But that was my family was so happy because always we were together. We went to rivers. We have many. We go to the mountains. We stay for the weekends. For summertime, when we was free, that was very nice.
That sounds beautiful. So you lived about 20 people under one roof.
In the morning, my father, he take care of me and the horse.
So, yes, on the weekend. Okay, so on the weekdays, you lived with 20 people in the city.
Yes.
But on the weekends, your father, who was an accountant...
Yes.
We'll put you on the horse with him.
Yes.
And off you go.
Yes.
To the country.
Yes.
Where he would pay the workers and you would go along.
Yes.
And see the mountains and the people.
Yes. Oh, and then we have the plantains.
Yes.
We have bananas. We have potatoes. We have caña de azúcar. Sugar cane. We have rice. Okay. We have mangoes. Oh my God, I love mangoes.
It's a wonder you can live without mangoes. Here.
They come to the tree.
Oh, mangoes and rice and sugar and
so funny.
Everything. Did you have corn or a maize?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful corn. Yes, porque that we make the best plate. We are make arepas.
Arepas?
Okay? Yes. And then it's similar what they do the Salvadoreño. It's similar, but we are different because we make on the same similar plate. With beef, chicken, and yes.
That's great. I'm sure you long for those delicious meals of your grandmother's.
Yes.
You had a somewhat unusual educational experience, and I wondered if you could tell us about that.
Yes, I was very lucky because my mother decided can you go to a school French. I was a little baby. This my professor come from in my city, Cali, from Paris. They come to my country. I learn French. Teach me math, chemistry, and this philosophy. The teacher French are very strict.
Mm-hmm. So there you were in Cali, Colombia, and you had teachers from Paris, France.
Yes.
You went to a French-speaking school.
Yes.
So all of your learning was in French?
Yes. Of course, Spanish.
You spoke Spanish at home?
No, I have regular class de Spanish.
And you took Spanish?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But did they do their instruction in French?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And then we have the opportunity at this moment they go to Paris, pero I finished a bachelor in psychology in the University Javeriana Cali at this moment. When I finished, I went, my cousin, Isabel, she come visit me. She said, oh, Victoria, you need to go to Paris because she lived there. She's an artist. She beautiful. She make beautiful paint. She make beautiful the bodies.
Sculpture?
Yes.
Yes.
Very beautiful she make. She's married to a French. And thus I have this opportunity. And thus I went... First, I live with her for 6 months. y I was accepted at Université de Paris this. Entonces, I do a master. I do a master's in psychology, unless I continue 2 years over there to work on adults. Entonces, I was 2 years in French.
So, you went to Paris, France. You went to University of Paris, is that right?
Yeah, the Université de Paris this. Porque Paris is divided by son. Yeah.
And that's where you got your master's degree in psychology.
Yes.
Working with adults.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
And then you went back home, is that right? Back to
yes.
Colombia.
Yes, and this, I went to Colombia. Yeah, I go back. I worked for years and come very nice boss because I had the job of my dream where I can do whatever I want to do. I work with children. We work on adults. Como you, I was como human resource.
Human resources?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked for years there.
4 years.
Yes. And for this, I decided to come here.
And that's when you came to the United States.
Yes. And first, I live in Miami. 2 years. My sister, she lived in Miami. And then it was very difficult because my niece helped me to find a job at work. A man, an avocado. I take care of his son. He was seven years old.
You were an au pair here?
Yes, yeah. So it's yeah, kind of bad. Yes, for 3 months. Third job finished, I went to the library, I was desperate because I need a job. It's finished. There's a very nice lady. They said, I have a house in Portland, so you can live there for 3 months. And also, she introduced me to Luisa Rocha. Very nice lady who speaks Spanish, who works in libraries. And she introduced me to Sacred Heart Church. And the sister Patricia, your sister Mercy, que they are my friend. I even just went to the sister Mercy's. I went live for a month. And I have that money to. And I only live for, I don't know, 8 years in the same apartment.
Nice.
Here.
So you quickly networked when you got here, finding a church, work.
Yes.
And housing.
Yeah.
And you started at the library.
Yes.
That's a great place to start. There are a lot of very recent immigrants that swing by the library. I see them there.
Yes. Porque here is very nice people. And they have very good friends. I have American friends from Sacred Heart. Very nice people. My job is in Anglais. I practice there. I also have my friends where I practice. I go on breakfast where I practice my French right now.
I love that. So you have a French-speaking group.
Yes, because...
You work in English.
Yes.
And you also study, and we'll get to that in just a minute. You are listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. If you're just joining us, welcome. My guest today is Victoria Perez. Victoria grew up in Cali, Colombia, in a loving and extended family that celebrated life through food and dance regularly. We'll come back around to some of those other things, but I wanted to see if you could tell us about how your family thought about dancing and how that played a role in your culture.
Yes. And my family always we dance. See, we have parties. Always the children always go to the parties. We don't stay home.
No babysitters for them.
Yes. No, because we dance also. Entonces, I dance con my cousin Isabel. Oh, I dance con my cousin Gabriel, Mario, decir, have the opportunity to dance con woman, female, de all the ages, más cosas. Entonces, we are very, very happy for all, always the family. The more import, we have the party start, and then we come breakfast just next morning. We have sancocho, que es a big soup, or tamales.
Are you saying that you'll dance all night with your relatives until the sun comes up?
Yes.
And then you'll go get breakfast together?
Yes.
With the soup?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
What kind of soup?
Oh, so beautiful. It's chicken, plantain, potato, corn, zapallo. Zapallo is watermelon.
Oh, watermelon.
No watermelon. Squash.
Oh, yes.
A squash.
So that sounds like a beautiful breakfast after an active night.
Yes.
Now, when I'm picturing dancing, I'm picturing a cultural dance, not just...
Yes, yeah, salsa.
Salsa.
So we dance everything. Salsa, we dance cumbia, we dance vallenato. The woman, my grandmother, loved to dance. That is better. Woman's dancing.
Every age.
Yes, every age. That's the more important. That's a matter. See you sick or not sick. That's the more important. You continue dancing.
And do you dance to recorded music or are there live musicians available?
Both. Whatever is the opportunity. Yes. Here I go to Zumba dance two times a week.
So Zumba is a... An approximation of salsa.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
And how often do you Zumba here?
2 days a week. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yes, but it's here at USM.
And you get to hear familiar music and move on these wintry, snowbound days.
Freezing, icy weather.
To make your own warm.
Yes. So crazy.
Oh, so you said that women in Colombia dance regardless of their ages, and I really love that image. Your academic studies have focused on women's rights and giving women the support they need to raise families and thrive in life. You have seen how policies have shaped women's rights in two other countries where you've lived, and I wonder if you have any ideas about changes you would like to see here in Maine that would better support women over time.
Yes, here the more important is that we need to continue education for women, okay? But also the more important, we need equal pay for women, because always the woman is paid less. We need that the woman can go to work and someone pay the daycare.
That's a big issue, isn't it?
Yes.
Getting subsidized daycare so that you can afford to go to work.
Yes. Also, see, you are pregnant. They need to pay that you are pregnant, that you have a baby. Sometimes, or you sick, or you need to take care of your husband. We need good policies where... We respect the rights for women. In different countries, for example, in France, the woman have, on Wednesday, they have free dinner work. They go take care of the children to classes de piano, the music, they are paid.
So if I were a working mother in France, I would have Wednesday to take my son to piano lessons.
Yes.
And the dentist.
Yes.
And all the things that we can't figure out how to do when we're working 40 hours a week.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Pay. And this is the only country, United States, we not have the right equality for the women. We are okay. But we need to continue working.
You'd like to see some improvements
in
the equality and respect for women.
I think the only solution is a woman president. because no, the guys, because they are guys. No, so understand.
Are you saying the legislators are mostly men?
Yes. They so don't understand nothing.
The laws may not include women as much as you would hope.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We need a woman president.
A woman president.
That's the only solution, because she can understand, she can approve whatever we approve.
What's the leadership like in Colombia? Do you have a lot of women leaders there?
I think so, yes. Yeah, the women are very, very strong. They have very nice job over there, yes. All the opportunities, yes.
We do tend to be able to advocate better for the things we fully understand. And certainly we see that in Washington. The women on both sides of the aisle work together.
Yes.
More than the men.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great. It seems like you have a very full life here between work and church, French-speaking community, friends, and the classes you take at USM. I'm curious about what you're studying now here at USM and how that will figure into your dreams for future work.
Right now, this is my junior year. Yeah, I finished sociology. Doesn't need to figure out how have a job and a practice whatever I learned here at USM. Yes.
So you have a bachelor's degree from Columbia, yes. A master's degree in psychology from France, mm-hmm. And now you're getting another bachelor's degree here.
Yes.
Because you couldn't move into a PhD program here? How does that work for you?
No, because for me it was the best to, because they do transfer to my credits, it was easy for me to do that way.
It is difficult to transfer credits. It's a
really
long process.
No, but here was, they do it.
They did it here at USM?
USM, yes, no problem.
So you started as a freshman?
I don't know, but only I don't need to take many credits because everything was approved.
I see. So you have only to take the things
yes.
in your major
yes.
to get your degree here,
yes.
too.
Yes, yes.
And part of the way you get that done is through the Portland
yes.
ESL, that's English as a Second Language, Scholarship Fund.
Yes, that's true.
And can you tell us about that? How do you go about finding a scholarship fund?
Because first I was in adult education, and then my dream was to become a student here at USM, the second language ESL. This, I went to Barbara Tentresco, please, I want to come be a student. And then she told me to apply. She was very nice. She told me, you understand? What's the process? She told me that I need to write a letter. It was a process. First, I think so. I prepared myself. Then, she helped me. Introduced to very nice people. I proved my things okay, como three times. They never do that.
So
I take ESL grammar. I think so, two.
Grammar.
Como two times. Yes.
So you're really learning a lot of English skills through the ESL program.
Yes.
Yes. You sound like you started like so many people do. First, you do levels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and is it 6 at Portland Adult Ed?
I do just
through,
5.
Through 5. And then they come here to USM for additional, like, more
yes.
meaty grammar that you would need for college courses.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I get it. That sounds wonderful. So glad to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Victoria, you are a persistent woman, always working toward your dreams and helping others along the way, dancing all the while. Thank you for being willing to come on New Mainers Speak today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It'd be so kind.
You're very welcome. It's a delight to have you here. And thank you for listening. Please join us each Sunday from noon to 12:30 for similar interviews with diverse members of our community. I just wanted to let listeners know today a little bit more about Victoria's scholarship program. It is called PESLSF. That stands for Portland English as Second Language Scholarship Fund, and it was created to help local immigrants and refugees gain the English language skills necessary to achieve their post-secondary educational goals here in the United States. Since 2000, the fund has given more than 150 scholarships and over $100,000 to cover the cost of advanced ESL courses for students. If you would be interested in learning more about this scholarship fund or even contributing to it, you can visit www.peslsf.org, and you will also be able to find the link on this show's website. I'm Kate Manahan, in the studio with my guest, Victoria Perez. You've been listening to New Mainers Speak, and we will close today's program with a song that Victoria has selected for us. Can you introduce this song and tell why you chose it, Victoria?
Yes. Her name is Carlos Vives. He's a scene writer. He's singing Vallenato. I saw him last time. He was in Viña del Mar. He sung for 20, close to 18 years con the same people. It's so beautiful because it's about Cartagena, about the different city. He was so remember how is to live in Cartagena. Cartagena is a city and the beach. It's so beautiful. Entonces, over there in this city, Cartagena, the favorite song is Vallenato, que es very, it's a music for love.
So here is Vallenato, Palenato.
Vallenato.
It's a love song by Carlos Vives,
Vives.
Yes. Thank you, Victoria.
Puedo no roncar por las mañanas, puedo trabajar de sol a sol, puedo subirme hasta el Himalaya o batirme con mi espada para no perder tu amor. Puedo ser tu fiel chofer, mujer, todo lo que te imaginas puedo ser. Y es que por tu amor volví a nacer, tú fuiste la respiración y era tan grande la ilusión. Pero si te vas, ¿qué voy a hacer? Planchar de nuevo el corazón, se pone triste esta canción. Ser tu fiel.